Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on What is a Dumb Thing?
Yes.
We don't have a title for this other than... So,
this is the G Fuel Review.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we do have that name.
Yep.
Which version of review is still pending, though?
Yes, I did not realize it was technically a different spelling of review, as in like a sideshow. Not a sideshow, but like a stage show. I just took it as we're going to drink a bunch of G Fuel and talk about it.
And rate them.
So that's what we're doing here today.
Do you want to explain
yes.
how this came to be?
Yeah,
why this came to be?
Thank you. I appreciate the setup.
Yeah, what a segue.
Introduce ourselves.
Yes.
And see, I'm a good co-host.
You're fantastic at this. All right. Hello, everyone. I am Chris. You might know me from internet things that I do. That's it. I don't know. And maybe you know me from real life. But the reason we're here to get we're here together today is because we did our extra life stream this year. It was enormously successful. Cannot believe how well we did. We raised $3,070 for Penn State Children's Hospital.
Whoop, whoop.
So thank you. If you're listening, you're probably a donor. So thank you for donating and thank you for making that happen. And so about halfway through the stream, we decided, because one of our incentives this year involved drinking G Fuel, this powdered energy drink that I got for free because I went to Extra Life United. And along the way, someone was like, I don't even remember how it came up. Someone threw G Fuel Review, I believe it was your cousin,
podcast.
Paul. Yeah.
We somehow started talking about podcasts.
Yeah.
And then
I was like, oh, if we do it, then I'll make a podcast where we all drink the rest of this G Fuel and we have to review it. And guess what? We hit three. And I said, oh, we'll do it if we hit $3,000, thinking there's no way we're going to do it. We did it.
We hit $3,000.
We raised $3,000. And so now we're here to torture ourselves. Anyway, to my left is Kristen.
Hello. I'm Kristen.
So we invited her because she is the only person who watched the entirety of our stream.
Four years we've done it.
Yeah.
Kristen's
we've done this for 4 years. Last year, or this year, you've watched it with us, which, first off, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You have no idea how much energy like that really brings to us.
Yeah.
To have someone there just to riff off of, and just to, you know, also you are like an amazing chat ambassador too, which I really appreciated that.
That's
because
really
I'm really bad at looking up and being like, oh, hi person, please don't be awful, please don't be awful, please don't be awful, which is what happens when I regularly stream. But to her left is a voice you recognize and love.
I just waved, but I don't know.
It's all right.
I figured I'd give you salutations.
I appreciate
the two
it.
Of you.
Yep.
Yeah, we're good.
It's Paul.
Hey, guys.
Paul, hey, how you doing,
hi,
buddy?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who plays the guitar sometimes when you...
He's the guy who falls asleep.
When you play.
Yeah.
I was trying to gloss over the falling asleep.
My favorite
thing. But I always fall asleep.
My favorite thing we did this year, I had like my Photoshop free trial for 2 months. And so I was making like little promotional things for my Instagram. And so one of the things was I went back over the years and I took screen caps of all the times Paul has fallen asleep on camera. I made like a little collage. I was like, how long until Paul falls asleep this year?
I'm just having such a good time.
Yeah.
You really did pretty well this year, though.
It was,
oh, yeah.
It's because of
away,
this.
You stepped away for like a 15-minute nap that ended up being like a 30-minute
or
45-minute nap.
You were pretty good.
Yeah.
In terms of sleeping on camera, it was your best year.
Really
did. It's like, honestly, we did that as a gimmick, or just like as something, you know, as an incentive for people to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Or to, you know, donate.
Yeah.
But it actually worked. Like, it kept me up for a while.
It is weird how well that stupid drink works.
So that is starting the review on kind of a positive note.
That's true.
The caffeine does it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I didn't feel like jittery. So, yeah, now this is turning into an endorsement. But I didn't feel like super jittery like I do with most other forms of caffeine. So, It actually, like, I didn't feel like I wanted to vomit or, like, just, you know, uncontrollably shake for the rest of my life.
It's funny you should say that.
Did you?
No, I did not. Oh. I did not have it. However, if you watched about, it was during the Man of Medine playthrough, like 2 or 3 in the morning, and all of a sudden my stomach started hurting so bad.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And I think it was just like from eating garbage. We did all right in terms of what we ate, but I think it was just, it was a lot of like snacks that I don't normally eat, and then it was all of that G Fuel and coffee.
Yeah.
And so like 2 or 3 in the morning, I was like, how much longer is this?
Like,
I was struggling.
Last year when I had some of your coffee, that was when that did it to me. And it was also like in the middle of the night. But I don't know if that's, it's probably just because I don't drink coffee that much, but I just wonder if that's, well, yeah, I don't know. I think you're right.
I had a lot of coffee.
You had a melting pot of terrible things.
Yeah.
Things that are terrible for you in your stomach.
Yep. It was all bad.
But, I guess we'll have to report back on that later today, though.
Yeah, that's part two of this.
the follow-up.
Yeah, the follow-up. How did everyone fare? So we decided it's 11 flavors?
Yes.
All right,
11 unique flavors.
Yeah, that's right. We have 11 flavors. Only a few of them are named after esports people, which we'll probably Google at some point. So yeah, we have an idea of what they are or who they are.
Some of these packets have been opened already from the earlier stream. I just want to
make
a note of the fact that there's a little line that says tear here.
And I didn't tear there?
Chris never teared.
There's one packet where you got kind of close.
I know.
So, and even then, it's a quarter of an inch off.
Yeah.
It's a half an inch
off. I used a pair of scissors because I was like, I'm not going to sit here and fumble with this on camera. Yep. That was my idea back then.
We talk about these ingredients.
Yeah, we've
All right, so let's. I think we should get one in, and then we can start talking about what the ingredients are, because I think a lot of them are the same across the board. So how do we want to do this alphabetically?
We have 11 flavors.
Ooh,
Joseph,
that's...
pick a number between 1 and 11.
There we go.
9.
9. Okay.
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7, 8,
for those
9.
Of you listening,
okay,
Joseph is Kristen's husband.
The Blitz, Greg,
joining us, but
starting
not really
up.
Joining us.
Starting up.
He's here to provide feedback when available.
Moral anyway. Support, emotional
yes.
support.
Emotional support. All right, so what
and
flavor?
It's sour blue chug rug. It's the one that made me...
Starting off strong.
Of course we're
made
starting...
crazy, like the entire
wide,
stream.
Yeah, I mean, you get a flavor like that, you can't say no. Paul, I'm going to let you be in charge of this, buddy. So there's the cup. So if you look, we got a little shaker cup.
It says 12 to 16 ounces.
Yeah, so I wouldn't...
But that's for a full pack.
Yeah, I would not pour... Yeah, it's not the full pack because we're only making enough of this for a taste because we have to drink 11 of these. So,
I mean, but it's for the
we're treating this like a tasting.
Our fans have spoken; they've paid for this.
Oh, I know. And look, if we need to make a little more, we can. But I'm just trying to think sustainably. 16,
and we have what?
Yeah, if you need a little more. So, those of you that can't see, we have two different water jugs here. I have one for refilling. I have one to kind of wash out the remaining little bit at the end. Which I'll probably just drink. Yeah, I think we should. I mean, it's got to look like neon, or I think otherwise this is all for
naught. It's also now in the air. It's proliferated.
Yeah, oh, don't worry.
I want to point out that we are using the official Extra Life G Fuel branded energy formula shaker.
Yeah, I was a little worried at
Chris,
first.
Chris, you have the ball?
There is no ball. It's just that. You put that in upside down.
I thought we found out that there was a ball in the end.
No, it wasn't. Oh. That's a different one.
Oh.
I have a different jug. No, you can put that in the way you had it in the cup. The other one, like that. Yeah, there you go. And then put the lid on top of that. That
already
thing.
Way too complicated.
Yep, and just keep your finger over that lid because it doesn't like to close. There we
go. Effective product.
Yeah. You know, at first I was like half, like, there was like a part of me that was worried for like a minute. I was like, should we badmouth the sponsor of a children's charity? But then I realized G Fuel is everywhere and I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, G Fuel is Gatorade, right?
I don't even think it's them. Yeah, I think it's
that's a we.
It's an independent Gamma Labs. I guess
that's not the case.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't exceed recommended dose. Not intended for use by persons with a medical condition. So,
I mean,
I guess.
Look, I'm already anxious, so this isn't gonna hurt it.
Do we have any? Do we have any like slogans for G Fuel? Are there any slogans that we can?
While you do that,
this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. There's
your. Does it actually say that?
Yeah, it's right here. It's a warning from the FDA.
That's hilarious.
Or these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Oh, so it's one of those.
So this is a scary thing.
It's like CBD.
So this is a scary thing that I just Googled. So I looked for the G Fuel website, and you know how it auto completes.
Yeah.
First one is G Fuel Lead. I don't want to know. We're already committed to doing this, but that's not a good start.
G Fuel LLC is based in West Babylon, New York.
Yes, Paul, if you would like
to. West Babylon.
Yeah, wherever that
is. There we go. I figured I would use my Aperture Science cup.
Well, the smell is...
Is it blue? Does it, does it smell like carpeting?
It smells blue. Did you guys have the whenever you were doing the stream, did you have pure blue chug rug? Or
no.
Did you do the mix with the...
Yeah,
I think it was cotton candy. No.
Or shortcake or something?
Shortcake.
Was it? Cool. I had the chug rug, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I just realized, so we've never actually had any of these flavors. Pure. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, we're already starting.
What is that chalky quality?
Oh, that's just G Fuel magic, baby.
It is. It's sour.
Oh, it's so... That chalkiness is the
worst. It's not
worst.
Good. I can't believe there's not a ball for this thing.
Yeah. I mean, it was... Like, it was a charity gift.
The chalky quality is somehow drying out my mouth.
I was just going to say that.
At the same time that I'm drinking a liquid.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to shake it harder.
I wouldn't say that it's a thirst quencher.
Mm-mm. It is not.
It's sort of like if you have cranberry juice.
Yes.
You know how cranberry juice like dries your mouth out?
Yes.
It's an alarming quality to a beverage.
I think
drink,
I can taste
beverage.
the toothed club moss burial parts extract.
So I just realized we should totally do a ranking of these.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So I'm going to bring up a Google Doc. 10.
Are we doing individual ratings?
Oh, no, we're just going to rank them against each other.
Oh, okay.
So right now, this is, congratulations, Sour Blue Chug Rug. You're the new number one.
Yeah, you're number one.
It tastes like a blue raspberry lollipop.
Yeah,
it's not unpleasant.
It's not the worst.
The chalkiness is the worst, but from what I've been told, that is a G Fuel standard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're getting with every single...
Oh, there's 150 milligrams of raw caffeine in this.
Every scrumptious...
Chuck. You want to hand me that G Fuel shaker? I'll rinse this out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we'll get it ready for round two.
What did you say, Kristen?
There's 150 milligrams of raw caffeine per packet. So
how much
raw
is that compared
caffeine?
To coffee?
It just says caffeine in the ingredients. Oh, that's part of the energy complex. Oh, there's a focus complex?
Ooh.
And an antioxidant complex.
Yeah, it's interesting that that it's broken down by what it gives you.
Tell you what, watered down, not much better.
Chris was just washing out the shaker.
Good news.
And took the rest, the water that he washed it out with, and just took a shot of it.
Yeah.
Shot it back.
Good news, everyone. I get all the backwash from today.
Well, I guess it's not backwash.
It's not
pouring it out of there.
It's just round two. I get a nice little afterglow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about these ingredients tonight,
okay.
Because... some of these are wild, and I think they're mostly the same. I mean,
yeah,
the flavor combinations might be a little bit different, and like the dyes involved, I guess.
It is quite a menagerie of ingredients.
Like the focus complex contains a bunch of... Okay, well, there's salt, and then some leaf extracts. And we don't know. Will you please Google what a toothed club moss is?
Oh, yeah. That's driving me crazy.
There's one thing here. Toothed club moss aerial, as in, like, in the air.
Okay, here
parts
we go.
Parts extract.
It's also known as Chinese club moss. Club moss supplement.
Herpesia.
Is it a plant?
It is a plant.
Yep.
How does the plant look?
It is distributed over the counter as a nootropic and dietary supplement that is used in traditional Chinese medicine.
So G Fuel.
They went to the ends of the earth.
Yeah, really.
To bring you this fantastically chalky beverage.
This is a holistic remedy to your drowsiness.
The antioxidant complex is just a bunch of fruit powders and cabbage palm berry extract.
Yeah, what is that?
What's a cabbage palm?
I'll take a look at that. I'm just setting this up for the next flavor.
Yeah. Couldn't have done it without
you. I'm going to let you pick
the
next one.
Oh, there's communism in this.
Communism.
All of these, it's all like normal fruits, and then it's like...
Joseph, pick a number between 1 and 10.
6.
Oh, this was like here.
Paul already lost order.
So we're doing the other sour one?
Sure, let's get all the sours out. It's fine with me.
Can't ruin our palates. But yeah, there's something on here called Pyrus Communist Powder.
Pyrus, how do you spell it?
P-Y-R-U-S Communist.
All right, here. It's a European pear.
Why doesn't it just say European pear?
Yeah, also, why is that the only one with the scientific name?
What are they hiding?
They went to a lot of trouble to bring you this beverage named after a carpet. What?
Just reminds me of that Saturday Night Live skit. The papyrus. It was like a digital short.
Oh, God. I don't remember that one.
What's the cabbage palm?
Cabbage palm.
Why can't I think of his name?
Palm. Cabbage palmetto?
Palm berry. I don't...
Berry. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Cabbage palm berry.
Look at that. It is palmetto.
Here we go.
Are berries from cabbage palms poisonous? What are you doing to us?
Yeah, okay. There's already more thought into this drink than I expected. Because I really thought it was just like, here's a bunch of cornstarch, and then we put like some blue powder in it.
What was that? Sorry,
It's sable palm berries, also known as a cabbage palm. It's
one of those fan looking.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain, but yeah, they're crazy looking. All right then. So yeah, that was Sour Blue Chug Rug.
All right.
Terrible name. Not a bad drink though.
I like that we really didn't spend a whole lot of time on like the content of the of drinking it. Like,
sorry,
it dried our mouth out. It sort of tasted like a blue raspberry lollipop, and then we just started talking about the ingredients.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we were like, man, what is everything?
We should know what's in it.
That was one of the esports team.
Oh,
players.
That's right.
So,
was he on the...
Thank you, Faze Rug.
I think it's Faze. I think it's
Faze. Okay.
I'm terrible when it
thank
comes
you,
to esports.
Rug.
Well, this guy, yeah, this one's inspired by Faze Jev. So, or Faze.
I didn't really...
Is it like it's... Wale or Whale? Just kidding.
Oh, I don't know.
That's Wale.
I'll say this.
He's a rapper.
I did not realize how dry my mouth was about to get. It's really bad right now.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a thirst quencher.
No.
I need some actual just normal plain water on the side.
That's true. I have plenty of water.
I think Blue Chug Rug.
So we'll be good.
To me, it was like Gatorade adjacent, but instead of a thirst quencher, it turned my mouth into
like a desert.
Well, yeah, I was trying to, you know, I was trying to think of which desert specifically.
Like the Mojave Desert.
Yeah,
but
I was thinking the Gobi.
Grows.
Honestly,
yeah. that's right. It's just reminiscent of home. It's home.
I use this analogy over the Christmas holiday to describe a batch of macaroni salad that went poorly.
Oh dear.
It's like someone took me to the Bonneville Saw Flats and dragged my face along it for a bit. For a bit. That's how dry my mouth feels right now. So this is... Paul's... we're already dropping it. Sorry. Which flavor was this? Is it sour cherry?
This is...
Sour cherry.
Yeah.
Sour cherry.
Is this inspired by anyone?
No, this is just...
this is regular...
Gamma Labs G Fuel Energy Formula. Sugar-free sour cherry. 25 calories.
It's nice. Gamma Labs.
Gamma Labs. Whoa! Gamma Labs!
Whoa!
I think you can finally
Gamma
throw
Lambs.
Out these two
oh,
packets.
Oh, I'm so
least.
Excited to throw most of these away. Yep.
An uninspiring color.
Yeah, it's more purple than I...
You know, that was
I
my
expected.
Problem with it last time, too.
But I wonder... No, I mean, you cleaned it out.
Yeah, I washed it out.
It looks...
I had that backwash, buddy.
Backwash Buddy Photo.
Sorry.
It looks you can't kind keep of like doing the Letterkenny T-Mobile bits. Magenta that you're not allowed to use for anything but T-Mobile products or they sue you.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading about that the other day.
Doing like a lemonade company or something?
So, yeah.
For using magenta?
Oh, what? That's weird. All right,
because everyone strongly associates the color magenta with the brand T-Mobile.
Because it's not even like the hex code. It's like just they're suing them for
just the general
for the
color.
Likeness the because the people could be because it's not it's not the hex code that they're suing over. It's the thought that people could be confused.
Oh my god!
About T-Mobile potentially owning whatever
really
company. Lemonade
yeah, exactly. Instead of
so the interesting thing about that whole thing is there was a court case won by like. The Pink Panther insulation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So no other insulation company can be pink like that. Because it's so strongly associated with their brand. But that was only won because it was like another insulation company competing in the same market. Using the same color for their product. Yeah. So for like T-Mobile to go out and go after something completely out of their market is just obnoxious.
That's so...
I think this one's going to be particularly chalky, Chris. Sorry.
I don't care.
Got the dregs.
Wait.
Yeah, you're on Aperture.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Aperture.
Well then.
Thank you so much for this gift, Paul.
You're welcome. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you.
That doesn't taste like cherry. I don't like that.
No. You know what? I'll say this. It got better halfway through, but that's because I'd already started to swallow it. That's not cherry. That's not even sour.
It's like if... what is that flavor?
It tastes a little bit like one of the Airheads mystery flavors that are just cobbled together by leftover Airhead flavor stuff. I don't know how that is actually made. But.
It's like if... it's like if Robitussin went on vacation. Like it's normally, you know, punchy in the face with a really bad flavor, and this is just like a bad flavor, but it's not punching you in the face as much.
It's not as chalky.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I can't tell if that was because you mixed it a lot longer or what, but yeah, it's that was.
You can still see like all the particles that are supposed to be dissolved.
Yeah, it's still kind of drying my mouth out. But
oh yeah, no.
Well, I wonder. It's either that or I didn't put as much powder in.
Yeah, maybe. Even then,
maybe or maybe just the rug. You know what?
It is the
maybe
rug.
It's called the chug rug because it tastes like you're licking carpet. It makes your mouth feel like you're licking carpet.
Congratulations. That's the first time I feel like we're going to earn an explicit tag. Anyway.
Enjoy your drinks of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get that washed out. That's going to be real tasty the second time.
I think maybe. That,
I think that's as good of an endorsement as the chug rug could get, though. Anyway, sorry. I was
just saying, like, the flavor, maybe if there was a little bit more powder, maybe it would have been a stronger flavor, but
it just wasn't good.
I don't like it. I don't like the sour cherry. Put that one down at number 10 or 11.
Yeah. I mean, right now, that's bottom of the list.
Number 2.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to fight us on that, or I don't think anyone here is going to make a case for sour cherry.
That one's pretty rough.
All right. Yeah. That was bad. All right. Where's that other? Oh, sorry. Here, Paul. I'm going to give this to you. That's the refilling one. If you want to go ahead and get started on the next one.
All right. I think we should just get Blue Ice out of the way because I think that's going to be a nice break after.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm so afraid.
I don't know.
I don't like any part of it.
You can tear.
Tear here. I did it.
You see, I didn't want to deal with that during the stream.
Speaking of the stream, mm-hmm. That was a good segue.
Yeah, there you go.
An unintentional one. But speaking of the stream and endorsements, my cousin Ben wanted to say this, or wanted me to say this on his behalf. Without the constant fear of irreversible damage to my cousin due to copious consumption of G Fuel, I wouldn't have been as riveted to the stream. Thanks, G Fuel.
I want him, my plan is to get this on a feed. If there's a place where you can rate this one episode, I want that to be the review.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's really great to
have
the
Doritos,
yes.
Please.
Okay. We do have some palate cleansers, so I apologize for the sound of the bag. But there you go. But yeah, we maybe need some palate cleansers in between.
And also just something else to fill our stomach with.
Yeah, I did eat before this because I knew, I was like, I'm not going to do that to myself again.
I had a really excellent bagel for breakfast before coming over.
There you go.
I had some food, so.
That always makes me worry when you just tell me that. I had food.
Well, they were chicken tikka masala samosas.
Oh, yeah.
Trader Joe's.
Oh, I've had those.
They're delightful.
But we're not here to review those.
They're not. That's something that's delicious.
Yeah.
This is not.
Did you know Trader Joe's has its own podcast?
No.
I did know that, actually.
I've always heard about it existing. It's like Inside Trader Joe's or something.
It sounds like a roundup.
Not once listened to it. It sounds like a little cultish.
Yeah.
Well,
it is so great to work at Trader Joe's. Guys, I love working at Trader Joe's.
Is it? So it's not just like, here's a special thing we have this week.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's like employees and other people about Trader Joe's.
Strange.
Should
we rinse out our glasses too?
Here. If you would like, you can squirt a little bit of that. I mean, you kind of have to drink the remains.
I might just rinse it out.
Yeah, you can also rinse it out if you want. It sinks right back here.
Yeah, I'm going to go do that because I really don't like this chair.
Yes, right around the corner. I'll vamp. It's fine. No. Well, I mean, get that sound in there. I mean, so we are recording. Just so people know, we are recording this about, 3 days after Christmas?
Yep.
So I don't know. Did anybody get anything good for the Christmas holiday?
Speaker stands for my speakers for my record player.
I did get that picture you sent.
Yeah,
that looks dope.
Very, very proud of it because, I needed them, and now the setup is complete. So
very nice. I got a Dremel.
Ooh,
I got tools this year, and that's it's weird thing. Because I feel like I didn't realize I transitioned to that part of my life where I got excited about tools, but I got like 128 piece ratchet set because I have no sockets for anything, and so every time I'm like, this would be great if I had a socket, so my dad literally bought me the biggest one you could get, and then I got a Dremel because I have plans to mod an Atari, as I do not like how blue this is and how thick it looks. And not the good kind of thick. This is troubling. Yeah, no, get me into this pain, buddy.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to see.
No, that's plenty. That looks like more than enough for me.
Yeah. But yeah, I got a Dremel because I want to mod one of my Ataris.
That's good.
Thank you.
A Dremel is something that I wish
I had. You can, like,
swirl
it around and watch the
particles
move around. That kind of,
I'm trying to tell, trying to figure out if this is more or less blue than the chug rug.
Oh,
this
is the
way
same.
More blue.
This is way
more
that, blue.
I think that this is like an electric, more electric blue.
Yeah, so this is blue ice, just so we get that.
It does, if you swirl it around a little bit, there's kind of
like a pearlescent
the
sort
swirl,
of
yeah, almost yeah. The swirls of the, I'm guessing, undissolved powder.
Yeah.
I might have put a good bit of powder in this one. So
sniff
you're saying
of it.
That it looks viscous.
This smells like Dimetapp, which is weird because that's supposed to be grape flavored.
All right, let's do it.
Mm. A combination of Dimetapp and like sour pitch.
Nope, that was the worst one.
Swedish fish.
It was. It might have been because it was a lot of powder.
I actually don't hate this one as much as the
I don't hate this one as much either.
You know what? The flavor was not bad. Texture is where we need
maybe
to talk
I should
about
stop
it.
Giving myself the first like
beverages?
I should give myself the last bit because I think you guys are gonna
have
drinks.
Texture like that.
To be honest, beverages just shouldn't have texture. I don't think
look at the well there's like those
I mean,
aloe
I guess,
drinks that my husband
I mean I
loves
guess
and
they should have texture because if they don't have texture that's that would be kind of strange. But
so I'm going to make a reference. Do you remember, maybe this is only me because my family watched way too much Friends. Do you remember, there's an episode where Ross and Chandler don't want to go down to the park because they're getting bullied. And so they don't even go to the coffee shop. Thank you. I will get rid of that. And so they're making coffee in Chandler's apartment and it's not, it's like the powder kind. And it's not coming together. So like, Never stop moving. Never stop moving. Stir and drink. Stir and drink. That's what this is. Because if you look at it in my cup, it looks like an art project.
Yeah, it's already... Well, yeah, the dregs of it are just...
All right, let's go ahead and get that nice and washed out.
Thank you.
Look, I'm in it.
Brave, brave man. Oh, Christmas presents.
Yeah. Anything good?
I received a slightly inappropriate figure of one of my favorite old-time anime characters from Lupin the Third.
Is it... can I take a guess? Is it Fujiko? Yeah. There's no... Well, there are appropriate ones. But I have a feeling I know what it is.
This is one of those, like, full cat suit boobs hanging out, kind of.
Yep, that's a Fujiko one. I like
it's a Fujiko. I love Fujiko.
I really do like Lupin the Third.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Miyazaki collection, and so it has
Castle of Cagliostro.
Yes,
which is getting remade as like a 3D animated.
That's kind of thing. Gonna be weird.
And the trailer is actually really fun.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Yeah, no, I have hope for that one. Yeah, let me go ahead and get this rinsed out. I'll drink this too. No, that's cool.
And then I got like a bunch of random stuff. Nothing really exciting.
Yeah. No, I.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have gotten a Dremel set.
Yeah, the Dremel's nice, and also this is my dumb.
I got
thing.
A mini crowbar though.
Yeah, my dumb thing I got this
my dad
year.
Dad got them for all of us.
Your dad got your entire family crowbars.
Mini crowbars. Yeah, which we thought was funny because we were. I don't remember how else it came up. We said something about being able to.
Oh yeah, we should
being able
this.
To thieve.
I think you got to put that under a chug rug.
But yeah.
Cherry.
I kind of agree. But I think it was better than the cherry because at least it had a flavor.
Yeah.
Texture
it's interesting
because
both
but...
of the blue ones, I mean, I would say they're essentially the same flavor.
Yeah.
Very similar.
I kind of like the blue chug rug more.
The
God,
blue chug rug had
I'm
that,
saying
that sour note.
There's a little bit of sour to it, and I think that's
that
okay.
That just tasted like blueberry, but not good.
I don't even think it's blueberry. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's that, blue ice.
It's like if blueberry
is.
Went on vacation.
Blue ice.
That one tasted the most like cornstarch to me.
if
I know now what color it looks like. Blue ice looks like Windex.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was
true.
We just drank powdered like, Windex.
Well, it's like a milky Windex.
Like a chalky.
Yeah, chalky.
Milky
maybe that's
Windex.
Good.
delicious.
That
it's
sounds
such
unsettling.
A visual. Joseph. And it's accurate.
One,
all right.
Okay, we're back at the top.
Raging gummy fish.
Some gummy
oh,
fish.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this one.
Really?
Nope.
I'm a big fan of Swedish fish.
Me too.
I like Swedish fish. I don't believe they will translate to a drink well.
Another
terror.
One that has not been opened and tried before. This is inspired by Jev from Team FaZe.
It is funny, though, that I don't... I mean, so far, we've had sort of similar flavors. Not the cherry one, but the other two. And it's just kind of funny to me that, like...
powder
it's essentially,
so...
Yeah, we're going to be inhaling this as well as...
Did you ever hear of, people that work at movie theaters have a thing called popcorn lung, where the oil from the popcorn machine
like
vaporizes.
Like black lung?
Yeah, like it caused them health problems because the butter and oil was getting into their lungs.
I think have heard about that.
Yeah.
I thought popcorn lung was like a smoker's thing, though.
I've heard it.
Maybe
I've,
it's like both.
It might be both. Maybe that thing I'm thinking of is called something else, but I've heard it described as popcorn lung. But yeah, we're going to get that with G Fuel.
Probably.
Oh my god. By the way, is that a Pokemon tattoo?
It is. It is a little tattoo of Combee.
Oh, I just figured out what that is because I got Pokemon Sword. And that, yes, that's awesome.
I love Combee. This is the female version of Combee, which actually evolves. You
can
tell by the little red dot on her head.
Okay.
She evolves into Vespiquen or whatever it's called.
Oh, that's what that evolves into.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
My friend was visiting me in Pittsburgh. Year or so ago,
mm-hmm.
And we wanted to go get Pokeball tattoos because we sat in his house as kids and played Pokemon.
Hey, that's reasonable to me.
And he was going to get a Pokeball tattoo with me, but he kind of he chickened out at the end. But we were already there.
Uh-huh.
I was like just ready to go get a tattoo, so I had him pick out a bug Pokemon for my bug arm.
Okay, that
so
makes sense.
He picked
sense.
Combee, and whenever I caught Combee in Pokemon Go, I took a picture of Combee hanging out with my Combee. And anyway,
I just wanted to say that was a lovely story, but it sort of smells like cherry chapstick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it really does.
Okay, let me get off of this.
Oh.
Oh, wow, yeah.
There's something weird about it, though. Like.
Yeah, that's unsettling. It's like if Cherry went on vacation.
All right, I think I've effectively killed that joke.
Can we get merch made of this already?
Yeah.
Because that's the t-shirt I want.
How do you feel? It's like
it's like a flavor went on vacation.
Oh, yeah, but what I was saying before, I do think it's interesting that, like, you know, I guess we've had similar flavors, but it is, like, all the flavors that we've had so far are, like, recalling the same flavor I tasted whenever we were, like, doing this.
Yeah.
Even though we mixed them together, there's still kind of, it's still basically the same. Like, mm-hmm. the only really, I think, gnarly ones were, like, the iced tea, and maybe well.
I didn't think the iced tea was that bad.
And the cotton candy, but I don't remember.
I'm terrified.
Did you have the iced tea? I thought I had it.
I felt like I tried a little bit of it
later.
Maybe.
I can't remember. Either way.
Well, let's focus on this fish.
Yeah.
What's the official title so I can get it on deck here?
Raging Gummy Fish.
Raging Gummy Fish. And I'm sure there's no... It's I-N apostrophe, right?
That's right. There's no...
Honestly, if I had any... because I had strawberry shortcake and cotton candy together.
Yeah.
And that one was...
You mixed the strawberry shortcake with the chug rug, so that was...
Oh, really? Okay, so that wasn't it then.
I remember that because I thought it was the best thing ever. The face was priceless.
You have a more photographic memory of that night than either of us do. That's for
well,
sure.
I mean, that weird.
I mean, I was just observing.
That's
really,
true, yeah.
So.
Hard to be. Ooh.
Playing World of Warcraft in the background.
By the way, real fun update. I have a green screen backdrop now.
Oh, boy.
So that could be fun next year.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
That will be fun next year.
I just have to get, like, slightly better lighting, which I'm already figuring out.
Should one of our incentives be, like, they can choose the background we play in?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
That might not be a bad idea. Like,
I mean, we have to do the Wayne's World bit. Hello.
Yes.
I'm in Delaware.
Thank you. I was trying to think of that bit like a month ago, and I couldn't remember, like, what's the last one? It's like, what's the state? Yeah, it was Delaware.
So there, this is going to, I guess, age me, or like this will take us all back to our pop punk days.
Yeah.
Pop punk or just that time, I guess.
2006.
Early
2000s. 2007.
There's a City in Color song called Hello, I'm in Delaware, and I at first just thought he was, I don't know, it was just something that he was saying, like it was a letter or something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I wonder if it's just Wayne's World.
That's
like, if it's just a quote from Wayne's World. It's like a really beautiful song. Yeah. And then, like, with that as the title, I thought it was funny.
Well, I didn't know for years that Fall Out Boy was the Radioactive Man sidekick on The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Radioactive Man and Fall Out Boy, because there's that episode where Milhouse, I've been watching a lot of Simpsons on Disney Plus.
I'm gonna do you first, Chris. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
Actually, no, wait. Chris always gets the drinks.
That's true. She's the guest. We gotta.
Thank you.
We
I'm
got
trying to think of what this color reminds me of. It's not red.
It's, no, it's not
like
chapstick.
Dark pink. Actually, it is very much like the chapstick.
I'm wrong. That is a lot like
this,
the chapstick.
It's really just liquefied.
I don't do cherry chapstick. I do like plain.
I have too much.
Here. No, do not like the smell of that. Oh, you have too much?
Just a little.
He has to divvy it out a little bit more.
I
appreciate how the whatever ingredients are in these make the drinks kind of sparkle a little bit.
I also like the residue left on the glass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like around the rim of the glass.
These
I like it, I mean, I don't, but... Nope.
I'm gonna
it's
have
very
to,
interesting.
I'm just gonna have to burn these when it's all said and done.
I don't know why I gave that to you.
It's such a terrible smell.
Oh, you already drank
it? Oh, sure, drank it. All right, ready? Let's do it, Paul.
That is not Swedish fish.
Ooh.
That is a real bad second kick. Oh, my God.
I don't like.
You know what? I wrote that in at number four as a temp thing. That's staying at number four as far as I'm concerned. Wow.
Ooh. I had high hopes because I also love Swedish fish.
That's not Swedish,
like Swedish fish.
Fish
at all. It tastes like Swedish fish. When fuck.
It's like if Swedish fish went on vacation.
It tastes like.
It has like the hint of it. There's a hint, and then it immediately turns. Like,
I don't know
bitter.
What that turn
it
is.
Really,
oh my God!
It does remind me of like cough syrup, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder...
But without the menthol-y quality.
Yeah. Oh. I do honestly wonder how many...
Cough syrup.
How many ingredients it shares in common with...
Did you see the packaging on this one, or one of the gummy
also,
fish?
If it's if these are all different flavors, like, why are all of the fruit flavors basically the same?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been closely comparing.
Yeah, here you go. Here's... In this one, we had cabbage palm berry. We had pomegranate, pineapple, apple fruit, orange, blueberry, grape seed, grapefruit, plum fruit, raspberry. This might just be for all of them.
Yeah.
Strawberry, yeah, watermelon.
I think that antioxidant complex is the same across all of them.
Yeah, I wonder what it's the other ingredients.
It's other ingredients like
yep, I think
natural
you're right.
and artificial flavors. This one has pineapple
fruit powder.
Powder in it. Yeah. Silicon dioxide.
You know what? I think that's the same across the board too. Yeah. That's what this one is.
Okay, so it really just comes down to the color and the natural and artificial flavors. Okay.
Yeah. My guess is they switch up how much of the fruit goes in each one.
It does actually say that the warning is there about lead.
Wait, where? Really?
This is the first, it's the warning on the
top. Oh my gosh. Okay.
What does
consuming this product can expose you to chemicals, including lead, which is known to the state of California to cause birth defects or other reproductive harm.
It's a state of California warning. I'm not saying it's not legit.
But maybe, they just put that.
But I think it's
now
because...
Now I need you to actually make that Google search so we know what we're getting into here.
Here's my guess, and then we'll Google it, is that some water supplies can have lead in them.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it because this is... You mix it with water. That's why.
Gotcha.
And now we're going to Google G Fuel and lead. Welcome to the first and last... Welcome to the first and last G Fuel review. Let's see. G Fuel creators... Oh my god, this is not great. This is from the Esports Insider. You know, all your legit source of esports news. They're being sued by the Environmental Research Center for not including warning labels on G Fuel products that are alleged to contain lead, violating California's health and safety code. So they fixed that. G Fuel allegedly contains more than the safe harbor daily dosage of lead, which is known to cause cancer and defects as well as other reproductive harm.
Well, according to California, there's no known level of exposure that's considered safe. So basically,
okay.
0.00 micrograms.
That was my thought is that, I mean.
So really, I mean, we're being exposed to it because we're drinking water.
Yeah.
From the area in which we live. Yeah. So
now I do have a zero water filter, if that makes you feel any better. So that gets all the lead out. So.
But it's not like.
So, give us some of the powdery lead goodness, Paul.
There was a story in that article about an Australian kid who purchased like buckets of G Fuel and then his dad took it away.
That's a good dad.
Yeah, good job, dad.
Good work, dad.
Pick from one of the remaining seven flavors here?
Yeah, I'd like. Take a stab at it. Let's get that tropical fruit one out of the way. What's it called?
Tropical rain. It's a special edition.
Ooh, I mean, you know, I'm all for my
tropical rain.
Why are
I need like a separate? I need
thank
a special...
you, G Fuel. There's no this not in this one. There apparently it's apparently so for the tropical rain, but for kiwi strawberry, there are no artificial colors.
Oh,
because that's really what I worry about.
I'm so glad they finally got rid of them. I want a special, I need a special theme to play here for special edition G Fuel. The backwash of that, Paul's on it. Yeah, if you want to, Paul did bring his guitar.
Brought his guitar, yeah.
Because he's a good, good boy with that good, good music. Oh, I used to feel good about this. Now I'm about four in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of powder in my gut.
To be honest, I was feeling it after the first one.
Yeah. So. I will say this. You immediately feel more awake. And I don't know if it's just because of fear.
Yeah.
That's the lead poisoning.
Yeah. That's the lead poisoning time.
Let's see. I'm going to put G Fuel rankings. Oh.
There a YouTube video out there about this? Someone who goes to the punch?
There will be, once we upload this to YouTube. So we got the... This is Tropical Rain, is the one we're doing next.
Smelling mostly coconut.
Ooh, really? Let me get a whiff of this.
That's not a flavor I want in a powdered drink.
No, you're not wrong. That's straight up coconut. Oh, it's kind of like the candied coconut. It's like someone, like the stuff you use to make like coconut candy, you know, the candied coconut, you know, for coconut candy. but it's like that stuff ground it into a powder and then put blue color with it.
Can I smell it? Wow.
Coconut.
It's a pina colada.
If you like pina coladas.
I'm getting caught with G Fuel.
Is that why it's called Tropical Rain?
Yes.
It's a special edition.
I guess I'll shake it up and see how it looks.
Okay.
It's troubling that it's coconut and is blue.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I guess it's rain, but... Yeah. If my rain looked like that, I would be very nervous.
The thing that bothers me the most about this is how many of these drinks have been neon blue.
Yep.
It's like, it's not good.
It's a little lighter in color.
I think you can
it's almost a green.
How much powder did you add? Because I almost want to say you can maybe add a little more. Not a lot, because I'm afraid.
We all are.
Oh. By the way, for perspective, because I looked up the caffeine content on this, so if you drank a whole one of these, we're doing very little. If you drank like a whole packet, you get 125?
Yeah.
A cup of coffee, an 8-ounce cup of coffee is 95 milligrams. Now, I drink like 24 ounces of coffee in the morning, because I drink a lot of coffee. But, so this is about a, you know, this is about a cup and a half of coffee.
Total, we're doing a lot more.
Doing a lot of that, but we're also not drinking a whole.
We're probably doing 2/3 of that packet.
So yeah. I added more powder, but it's like the same color.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it still kind of looks like a lava lamp. Oh, I'm not excited. I don't know. The smell on that one has made me real worried. So we got Tropical Rain. I'm going to slot it in. Slot that in at number 5. All right. But we'll move it, because I feel like this one has a chance to go up.
Has a chance.
I mean, look, they're all contenders. As far as I'm concerned, they're all...
This time. Sorry, I'm bad at debating.
It's okay.
It's all right. I'll take the punishment on this one.
If you like special editions.
Oh, here we go.
This is Tropical Rain.
Oh my gosh. Are we going to get rings on your table here?
No, don't worry about it. This table's so old. I'll just wipe it down.
All right.
Thumbs up. Whoa.
I don't like the smell at all.
It smells... This is going to be bad, but it smells like cat litter.
You know what? Yeah. Not like used cat litter, but like...
Yeah, because there's not really like an ammonia smell.
Okay, so... Cats, when I scoop the litter boxes, release smells, and sometimes it just kind of hits you. Like, you almost kind of taste the smell, because that's just how the sense works.
Yeah.
I'm getting that smell / taste experience from this.
Yep. Now here's the thing. Wait, hold on. Before you do the song, I want to get this out there. Is it, having said all this, is it bad that I didn't hate it?
I like it more than the gummy fish.
Yeah, I think it ranks above gummy fish for me.
I don't think I like it more than sour cherry.
I kind of like it more than sour cherry, but Paul, where are you at?
I think the only positive that I'm giving to it. Well, I agree that it was better than the Swedish fish.
Yeah.
Or
the raging gummy fish.
Sorry, yeah. It wasn't the raging, it's not Swedish. Let's not drag that
the raging
the dirt.
Non-nationalistic fish.
Fish gummy fish without borders.
Let's put these in the retired pile.
We're gonna not talk to these ones again.
I don't know where I was going with this. I think the positive for this one is that it doesn't taste remotely like any of the other ones.
Yes, absolutely.
That's true. It is unique.
That is, yeah.
So that... far in the grand experience, that is.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe I do like it a little bit more than sour cherry.
See, coming around.
It's settling with me.
You know what? The reason why I like it more than sour cherry is it doesn't. It's not sitting on my tongue. Like, that's the true. Flavor's not there. I mean, I'm getting the dry.
It's chalky.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah, I think for me, this is a number three.
All right, I'm fine with that. I'm comfortable all right. with that.
Yeah, wait, what's in the third position?
So right now, third is sour cherry.
Yeah, I think it was better.
All right, we're moving it up.
If you're into smelling litter, that smell hits you in the brain.
It enters like a parasite. It enters like a parasite. And it messes with your brain.
I feel like taking out your cat's shit. You better get on this train. Okay.
Can we get cotton candy out of the way?
Yeah, let's
I'm
do
like
it.
I'm super scared.
Yeah, let's do it. So this is, I want to look up the person this one's based on. What is this, Keemstar?
Keemstar.
I don't know Keemstar.
You don't know
Keemstar? Is he a musical person? Yeah. Okay, he's a YouTuber and a streamer.
Keem.
Can I have the...
Oh, sorry, yes, you'll need that. How old is Keem? I don't want to know this. Oh, okay, cool. He's still older than me, and that's what I appreciate.
That's what I
appreciate about Keemstars.
Is that all you appreciate?
I need to watch more. I need to watch more Letterkenny. All right, I've heard of this. Oh, he's the Drama Alert guy. Okay, I know who he is now. Anyway, so he made this god-awful flavor, which I'm going to go ahead and prejudge as it being god-awful.
Yeah. Did we give it a whiff?
No, we did not quaff this yet.
How quaffable? Uh-oh. On a scale from one?
Oh, no. You deal with that. I got a powder drop.
Oh, it smells like a marshmallow.
Fired packets
yeah,
into the trash
I'm going to move that real quick.
Do we need to mute our microphones for the vacuum? Yeah. Yeah, let's hope it doesn't stain the carpet. I think this smells like a marshmallow. let's hear your review.
I can smell marshmallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It smells like Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, dead on. Yep, that's exactly what that is. I was at a baby shower recently.
Speaking of marshmallows.
There's a story for this. And the gender reveal was done with cotton candy.
Oh.
They had like a machine. Like everybody got cotton candy in bags. And so, you know, you pick a color. And then they'd be like, well, we're going to spin it. And, you
so
know,
I just, I mean,
whatever
I
its
I
color
this.
It is the gender.
Just how much is left? No, just throw it in there.
Right. Do it.
Whatever. That was like nothing. Is this supposed to be pink?
It's not even
it's
the
not
color.
Really...
No, it's cream. It's like cream color.
Oh,
that's
God.
Not.
It's just adding to the
well.
Marshmallow.
Yep.
Lid. There you
thank
go.
You.
Shake
the
shake
lid.
The G Fuel.
Lid.
Shake it.
Oh, I'm not.
Here, you can have the guitar if you want. You got the next
one. We don't want to reveal all the secrets of our stream magic, but this is exactly how we come up with songs.
Normally, Paul goes into another room and writes writes down words that don't make any sense.
Yep. And I talk to the camera like
alone.
I talk to myself, which is out loud and alone.
Yep. Yep, this is just looking more and more like a marshmallow.
Oh,
but
man.
Like a homemade marshmallow that's made with like honey instead.
It kind of looks like if you took, you know how you get milk into like a powder to cook with?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if you took that and put it in water.
Yeah.
Tried to reconstitute it.
I don't like the look of it. It looks like...
That one looks more like a nice
time
hatch.
To do some acrobatic tricks.
It looks like liquid latex.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it does. And we're going to drink that.
I can't wait to drink liquid latex.
It looks like...
This
I feel like
this...
a lot of unspeakable things.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I think I've puked that before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. This is, by the way, this is like the halfway point in terms of flavors.
Mm.
One, two, three. We'll only
be...
five left
yeah,
after this.
We'll be after.
I think that these two are the same, but they're
yeah.
Not.
Yeah. I think you can. I think we're good on the shaking because I don't think it's going to look any better. It's gonna be really fun to
some
listen
of these
to this later.
Are a little like wider.
Too,
so I always am not sure if I'm giving everybody the same.
It looks like Kirby's jizz.
Here's the unspeakable things I was thinking.
Oh, it's accurate. That's what's scary.
It's just pink enough.
It's just pink enough.
I'm from Kirby.
Literally.
Oh, God.
Why does it feel like I get more? I know mine has the narrowest bottom.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me more of
it. By the way, it's what they called me in college.
Emissions.
All narrow bottom.
Oh, narrow bottom. Oh,
ooh,
boy.
Does not smell much better. Still smells like.
Still smells like Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
All right, down the hatch. I like it.
It just tastes like a marshmallow.
I don't like it.
Not cotton candy.
I'd rather drink the cat litter one again. And I kind of like the cat litter one. I don't know. I
know we're not recording this so people can see my face. I just, do you want to describe my expression? Yeah,
Kristen looks angry, confused.
she's certainly perplexed.
Yeah.
But also annoyed.
Like,
she's not mad. She's just disappointed.
It was, yeah, it was like the look on the face read... The color combination and the smell should not equal this flavor.
Joseph, I need you to try this.
This is the first time we're getting a call in.
Oh, guest. Yeah, guest appearance.
Yep. This one needs to be experienced. Thanks, Keemstar.
Okay, cover up the package.
Nope.
Yeah, all right. Guess the flavor from this, please. All right, based on its appearance, first of all, what do you think?
Depends on the rating.
we've
broken that already.
Yeah, we've already gotten
compared it to Kirby's.
Yeah, fluids.
Oh, that's I do. That's a pretty good. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
If you had to pick like one flavor for it, what would you land on?
Boy flavor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lovecraft.
It was cotton candy brought to you by Keemstar.
I can see that being really bad.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, God, I don't like it. Put that at the bottom, please.
I hate that. Yeah, I think that one dethrones gummy fish. Because at least gummy fish, it was bad.
They had, like, a flavor.
Yeah, that... Cotton candy is also sticking around quite a bit. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's we're gonna go it's ahead, like hanging out, hanging out in the roof of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Spare you from the dregs if of you this like... one. I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Go right ahead. I appreciate it. That's all right. I'll get the dregs out on this one.
If you like. I don't know if I can sing that. I feel.
I know what you're going for. Oh. That one was rough. That might have been the worst experience so far.
Were you gonna sing that?
Yep. Yep, it was.
Yep, I knew what that was. That was my thought is where that was going.
You love drinking Kirby semen.
Caught in the rain.
I believe it's caught in his rain.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well, I do know what my next dating ad's going to start with. Joseph, you and I split up over this.
Imagine it's cotton candy. All right, what we got left?
Strawberry shortcake, which I'm also scared of.
We should probably get that one.
Fazeberry, peach iced tea, watermelon, and then kiwi strawberry.
I'm thinking we do a strawberry shortcake because it's also open.
Wait, no. Well, the watermelon is as well.
Oh, okay.
We gotta do. There's gotta be some sort of randomizing.
We're gonna need more.
Well, here.
How many do we have left? We have five. Roll a d6.
Yeah. Roll dice online. Here we go.
Just roll that d6. It's a 5.
A 2. Yeah. I didn't know you. Oh, this is weird. I've never done this before. We'll go with the first one. Rolling with 2.
2. So.
All right.
Let me get.
Yeah, we'll do top 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. So. Well, how are you feeling?
Energized.
I feel more tired after the last one.
Really?
I actually feel exhausted. Yeah. It's weird how that happened. But I feel honestly
that
tired.
One, so I was talking about the tropical rain being the most different flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, that was also another one that wasn't similar at all. And, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're going to, other than the, well, no, there's two more that I think are going to be really different. And then I think all the other three are going to be pretty much the same. I think Fazeberry, Watermelon, and Kiwi Strawberry are basically going to be the same.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I woke up this morning with a headache, and I feel like that last one's bringing it back.
Oh.
It's all right. The caffeine should help, right? Okay. That's how science works. Excuse me.
I'm not feeling too great. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I am not enjoying.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have a Cheez-It. I think I need that in my stomach. I think we need to.
Yeah, there should definitely be some. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we need some to take a break? We can take a break.
I mean, I'm okay for right now, but it's up to you.
I'm ready to get through. What are we doing?
Fazeberry.
Part of me kind of wants to burn through these just to get it done with, but yeah, if we need to, we can always take a break.
We can do Fazeberry and maybe take a quick
water break.
Yeah.
go do some jumping jacks. The power of G Fuel. Mm-hmm. Lows through my veins.
Compels you.
gonna run around the block.
That one smell like? I mean, it's got strawberries on the package.
Sort of like cherry chapstick again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I kind of felt like this one was just going to be another cherry.
Okay, I'm sorry. It has strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries on the package, but we know that's a lie because those are in every single.
So Fazeberry, is like, that the name? So Faze is the name.
Faze
of
is the, it's,
the,
it's
the gaming
the Faze
the team?
Clan.
The yeah, team the
and they got we looked it up and they have a Fortnite team and they have a Counter-Strike Go team.
Okay.
None of the current members are any of the people.
I'd have to give it another whiff.
Did you have Flintstones vitamins
yeah.
as a
yep.
kid?
Yeah. Fruit yeah, roll up.
I need to
fruit roll up is another similar.
That smelled like fruit roll up to me. Yeah. We did look it up earlier. None of the current members of the Faze clan or Faze clan are any of the people who made these flavors. So my guess is they hit the ripe old age of 25 and then got aged out.
Probably something like that.
Yep, as they are wont to do. Oh.
Or they're riding on the coattails of G Fuel's success. They're just playing off that royalty money.
Yep.
Did you want to smell it again?
No, I would like to smell it again.
There we go. Oh, wow.
Start shaking.
I do appreciate that we're taking in, the bouquet, as if we are now the sommeliers of,
yeah, exactly.
of G Fuel.
Look, if we're going to do
Look,
this,
you
we gotta go all
chew.
In.
If the wine tastings I've ever been on have taught me anything, mm-hmm. you got to chew it as you're drinking it. Mm-hmm. You got to, like...
You could practically chew some of these.
Yeah, you
oh,
could.
Yeah.
That chug rug was...
it was...
textured
yep it did not go
it was more
smooth.
It was more solid than it should have been.
Yeah, it was the most solid liquid I've consumed in a while.
Yeah, Flintstones. I get the Flintstones vitamins.
And then you were saying fruit roll-ups, Chris.
Yeah, that smelled like fruit roll-ups to me, like the strawberry fruit roll-up.
Yeah,
look, I don't want to speak down to the Faze clan. I'm sorry.
How long have we been drinking G Fuel now?
We are past the 1 hour mark of
oh,
G Fuel
God.
Consumption. So.
Well, Joseph, this would probably be pretty quick. We are really getting into the
oh, yeah.
aspect.
It's almost,
Paul and I are chatty, so I knew we'd hit an hour.
It's almost.
Oh, you got to shake that more.
I haven't shook it yet.
Yeah.
Shook it.
What you doing over here? Get to shaking.
Shake, shake, shake.
Oh.
Shake your G Fuel.
Yeah, there you go.
Shake
Thank
your
you.
G Fuel.
I can say this definitively.
We're starting to you know get
in
on the
terms
same
of
way,
reviewing
way
the overall like experience so far. I'd still rather be playing Death Stranding.
It almost tastes or it almost tasted. It almost smelled. We should have put some G Fuel under our gums. We should have just taken it like cocaine or something.
Wow.
The real pure uncut
G Fuel.
Pure uncut G Fuel.
Should have. Anyway, no.
I'm going to rub a little bit of this on my teeth here.
A little bit of the smell was like fruity pebble, too.
Yeah.
But as I smelled it more, I got like. The second time I smelled it, I got the Flintstones, and then the third time I smelled it, I got the fruit roll-up. So
we're influencing your brain.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I really
What color would you say that is?
It's like Pepto-Bismol. Oh, but like a little bit darker than Pepto-Bismol.
You know what it is? It's like
it's like the chocolate, it's, the bismuth.
It's like if Pepto-Bismol went on vacation.
It's like if Pepto-Bismol
actually.
Well, it's like if Pepto-Bismol was out in the sun for too long.
Yeah,
got a little sunburn.
Okay, because this is going to be far more graphic. I was going to say it's like someone bled a little bit into the Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say if
hey, Dracula.
So this is basically the directly the opposite of what I was just saying, but it's like if Pepto-Bismol were outside during the solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Just, you know, it got a little darker.
Oh, it's, oh, man.
I thought you were going to go for it. It's like if Pepto-Bismol looked at the sun.
It's Icarus.
All right.
I mean, I feel like Icarus and that I definitely flew too close to the sun with this whole idea. No, my enthusiasm died with that last one. I mean, look, we're going to do this.
We're going to get through it.
We're going to do it. People donated to the kids.
Right.
But this is, like, the hot sauce thing, as chunky as that was and unpleasant as that was for me, I'd do it 1,000 times before I did this again.
I was surprised that we could take that much of that hot sauce, and it was not that hot.
That also might have been why I had a stomach. It wasn't hot. It was definitely consistency, though, that made me gag. Or maybe close to gagging.
Yeah.
This, I can no longer describe this scent.
It's not what we smelled in the powder.
Again, see, now I'm wondering if...
This sucks.
Well, yeah. But if the smell is just becoming... like, it's just stuck to the glass.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
this
cheers.
Is the worst.
We're back to the chalk.
Ugh.
This is as chalky as the chug rug was.
Yeah.
No, it's... Maybe not as much, but...
I like it more than the marshmallow.
Yeah.
Like cotton candy.
Yeah, it's better than cotton candy. I think I'm just having a problem with this already.
The rankings. I liked it more than gummy fish.
Yeah, that's above gummy fish. I would maybe put it under sour cherry.
I think that's fair.
I mean, it just tastes like the sour cherry.
Yeah, without the sour... I mean, sour cherry didn't have much going for it.
It didn't even have that much sour to it. I think the chug rug was the more sour. Here, I can do it this time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's sitting it. So,
I don't want to make you get up.
So we're 7 in. We have Sour Blue Chug Rug, Blue Ice, Tropical Rain, Sour Cherry, Phase Berry, Raging Gummy Fish, and Cotton Candy, which was by far the worst thing I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm at a place right now. I feel like I can't close my eyes.
That may be the worst part about this.
You look like you physically can't close your eyes.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I haven't blinked in about 5 minutes. What flavors do we have left?
Strawberry shortcake, inspired by Apex.
Not the good Apex. Not Apex Legends.
Peach iced tea, inspired by Lyric. Okay. I think that's Lyrik.
Yeah, let's go with Lyric. That sounds about right.
Kiwi strawberry, inspired by no one. And watermelon.
This is a non-inspirational kiwi. All right,
D4.
Let's roll a D4. Non-inspirational.
Three. So now we're doing kiwi strawberry.
All right. Thank you, buddy. There's a. I'll get you a towel.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. It's never good. I can't tell now if it's just because we've had so much of this powdery drink that every time I smell it, it makes me want to heave. Or if it's just more and more offensive.
This one's just a little bit, it's a little intense smelling.
Wow. Okay, they hit the key.
That's like smelling salts.
Yeah.
Level
of which is a thing we should do for next year, by the way.
Smelling salts?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm not saying we should put an incentive on it.
Oh.
But
I'm just
like,
saying.
Are you saying to stay awake?
Yeah. Maybe get like a very small pack. I don't know. This is an idea. But I'm not committing to this.
Okay.
Are we in like 19th century
Europe? Dude, you can buy it on Amazon.
Well, I don't know.
Are you having this idea because
I saw
of
it.
The G Fuel?
No, I saw it on another stream and I thought we should do that.
Yeah, I mean, I would try it.
From what I hear, it smells like you're drowning.
Yeah,
it feels like when you would like get a bunch of water in your nose.
Ugh.
It's like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
That's, oh my God, that's so much.
Something.
Yeah. That's a lot of kiwi. And I don't know if I can handle it.
This smells like...
I'd have to go to smaller samples.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Ugh. So,
This doesn't smell like kiwi to me. It again smells really? Like cherry chapstick.
I think you might have just inhaled a cherry chapstick this morning.
I did. It's my morning routine.
Did you miss your lips when you put on why, the chapstick this
do
morning?
Do we know why FaZe... Okay, so is Apex, is that a different clan?
I think it's either a different clan or a different player.
Does
it not have the clan tag?
No, it just says Apex.
All right, let's go.
I mean,
back
it kind of looks like it's. I mean, it's stylized in a way that could be a team. Like this one is by Link. Is that what that says?
I think
it's
Lyric.
Oh, Lyric. I'm gonna
look. Oh, good news, you guys! It's the Ho Ho Holiday BOGO.
Buy one, get one G Fuel.
Who's
wow.
Buying a tub?
That kid from Australia.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Dad.
Coconut sold out.
Snow cone. That's not a flavor. I hate everything about this website. I hate it so much. I don't like him.
Oh, is
Dr. Disrespect
still popular?
Don't like him. Yep. This is there you go. His team is FaZe Clan. He's a YouTube. Of course, we're all YouTube guys.
Daquan and Hamlin's.
FIFA legend Castro. Good news, you guys. It's the official esports drink of the WWE.
And Bandai.
That actually doesn't surprise me.
And Bandai Namco.
And Mixer.
We like Bamco.
Is there so? Learn more? Do you think they just went to the FaZe Clan? Like was the FaZe? I'm not into esports. So was the FaZe Clan like incredible at some point, and that's why like
they're just the big presence. Well, there was a guy that was in it, and then he sued the organization for like their contract. I feel like that's the only reason they're famous.
Maybe I'm getting a little bit of kiwi.
I don't know.
I just want to see what color it is.
Yep, it's the absence of color. It's
we're back into the Kirby.
Yeah, it's a little it's a little more color than the Kirby drink.
Kirby when he's not hydrated enough.
Yeah.
I feel like that's urine. Kirby when he's got a urinary tract infection.
Jesus. UTI Kirby. That's my favorite
new gamer tag.
Of his inhaled. That's my favorite of his inhaled powers.
I think
is
put in more than half. So go easy when you serve it to us.
Yeah.
It's, well,
it just smells so intense. So
it's a lot. How did I not get an orange pack? That actually seems like orange and grapes seem like normal flavors.
Orange. I don't like orange flavored drinks.
Oh really?
I mean, I like orange juice, but like orange Gatorade. It's like
orange
the grossest
Gatorade
one.
Or like a
yeah,
tang.
Orange Gatorade's bad.
Yeah. I guess Tang isn't as bad, but Gatorade just not good. Any of it, like Capri Sun.
Yeah, that was never really good.
What is that one? Is that the tropical?
The lemon lime Gatorade.
Oh,
in
the middle. This one. That's the Twisted Candy with a K. So you know.
Okay. Oh, FaZe Clan's Battle Juice. Yeah. It just sounds like it.
Dr. Disrespect's Black on Blackberry.
Oh.
What?
FaZe Clan's Battle Juice sounds like it's probably a mixture of gamer sweat and.
Yeah.
Tears.
Yeah.
Battle juice is where you get when you wring out their hoodies.
Jesus. It's what you mop up off of their keyboards and mouses.
Mouses.
Guys,
yeah, mouses. Mice.
Battle juice.
Lick their keyboards. Right.
Quick.
After the game.
I feel like that would definitely taste a little bit like Doritos. I don't like the color of that.
It's a darker pink than the Kirby stuff, the cotton candy. But it is...
That looks more like medicine.
It does look a little bit more like medicine. Or like...
anything else we've had.
I'm gonna save myself the best of that.
It looks like that radioactive shit that they make you drink before...
Yeah.
They like look at
like
your stomach.
Like a GI
X-ray.
Track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 100%. Whatever. That's exactly what this is. What's the smell?
Definitely smells more like kiwi now.
Yeah.
Or almost getting into the coconut territory. I do wonder, like, this is probably, like, Jelly Bellies or one of those where it's basically the same formula, but...
I actually kind of like this one.
Yeah, you know what? It's not bad.
As intense as the odor is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird smell-to-taste ratio.
See, I don't like this one. I think that this is getting closer to the Swedish fish or the...
Really?
The fish without borders.
Yeah,
personally, I like it more than the tropical rain.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of there. So, Paul, you would rank it at 6.
Yeah, I can't see our ranking.
Oh, sorry.
Because I can't see the computer screen.
So, Raging Fish is 6, Cotton Candy is 7. Those are the bottom two.
I mean, let me finish it.
I think I kind of like it at 3. Yeah, it's not bad.
There's just a bitterness to this one that reminds me of the fish one.
Okay.
But
well, we can always split the
majority
difference.
Rules.
Well, I would say we can split the difference on
What do you guys think? What do you think?
I would put it at 3.
I would put it right above the Swedish fish. So that's 5.
Yeah, that would be
let's
5.
Put it at 4.
We can put it at 4.
Split what does that put it?
That would put it above sour cherry.
Yeah, but below.
But below tropical rain.
But you like it better than tropical rain.
I do, but yeah. I'm okay with the 4.
Yeah, I can give it a 4.
Anything 1 through 4.
Yeah.
If I had to drink G Fuel was the only powdered energy drink beverage left on this planet.
Let's put it at 3.
Put it at 3?
Yeah. Right. I think I'm outvoted in this one.
I mean,
I shouldn't be.
No, I mean, I want this to be a ranking, a summary of what we feel. So if you feel it's really down at the bottom.
I don't think it's down at the bottom.
All right.
I think we should take a slight departure from these fruity flavors and go with like the peach iced tea.
Yeah, feel like that's like the closest thing to a base we're gonna get.
Yeah, I do think we should have a palate cleanser though.
Yeah. Okay.
I do wonder if that's part of the problem.
Would you like either a Dorito, a Ruffle, or a Cheez-It?
I'm good with what's here.
Okay, you got what's okay.
Although I do, I mean, yeah, those Cheez-Its are pretty good.
We're gonna be chewing. We're just gonna take a quick pause. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, we have returned from our snack break. So yes, we are back from having a quick palate cleanser. We have 3 left if we want to get through these, because I think our taste buds have been successfully fried. I don't know if I'll ever be able to taste food again.
Oh, why is it that color?
Yeah, this one's not good. This is my least favorite.
Okay.
It was the one that I always worried about.
Really? Because that one always seemed like, oh, that'd be fine.
It just
seems chunky.
Here's the thing, and I think this is what I was going to say earlier before we were recording, is that I had, like, you can get Lipton iced tea in a powder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
For,
yeah.
Like, you know, coolers or whatever.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had it, and there was some, like, and it was probably because the cooler wasn't, like, cleaned out completely or something, but I remember there being, from that powder drink, or mm-hmm. from that powdered iced tea cooler, like little flakes of things, of something in the iced tea. And I always associated it with the powder, like it came from the powder.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like I said, it probably just wasn't cleaned out well enough.
Oh, and, man.
What's this color?
That's like what the rivers around here get. Like when it rains real bad and it's got all the residual like runoff from the coal mining. Like, that's some copper and some sulfur in that. No one can tell me otherwise.
Oh, you just give me the rest. It's fine.
Yeah, that's pretty even.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
All right, let's get a sniff.
So the color is definitely unappealing.
But it smells like peaches.
Yeah, it smells like peach.
Yeah.
It does smell peachy.
Yeah, like it smells
honestly,
like a peach.
Honestly, this
tea.
One's probably going to be okay. But it all just, right. Like, that's the thing out. That I recall.
Yeah, that's good.
I think I like that more than Chug Rug, honestly.
Yeah, I think that might actually
I think it's
win.
I think it's probably the best one. The most unappealing to look at.
Oh, yeah. Worst looking, but best tasting, for sure.
It helps that powdered iced tea stuff has been around for a while, maybe.
Yeah, I think I honestly agree.
Powdered cotton candy flavoring, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Science has
I feel
a long
like
way to go on cotton candy.
Well, I just think that it's easier to probably replicate peach than it is most anything else.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like the iced tea kind of neutralizes a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, so it's only like a hint of peach.
And there's already like caffeine from tea leaves.
Yeah.
So you're, I think that this is just the easiest.
Yeah. I would drink that again.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, but I would.
Also, thank you, Kristen. First, cleaning up.
You know, if you fell down some stairs and you woke up and you had to drink some G Fuel.
Why is that the scenario?
It's a Paul F. Tompkins bit.
Fell down some stairs. I gotta get some G Fuel.
It's a bit Paul F. Tompkins had about jazz. He's like, I don't know a scenario where you end up in a jazz club. Maybe you fell down some stairs. You woke up. You're in a jazz club. All right, we got 2 left. What do we got?
Watermelon or strawberry shortcake?
I don't want to end on strawberry shortcake.
So we're doing strawberry shortcake.
I think we should do it next.
I just think that watermelon's going to be underwhelming. Well, and we need to go out with a bang, and that is strawberry shortcake.
This is so pink, and it smells so pink.
All right, maybe let's end on strawberry shortcake.
What do you think, Kristen?
Let's just get it over with.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, the way that settled in the water.
How much more is left?
Just a tiny.
Oh.
Just do it.
You remember those things as kids where it was like, put the sand in the water and make sculptures, and then you pull the sand out and it's dry.
Yep.
That's exactly what that looked like, because yeah. It just sort of like formed clumped a column.
Clumped and then collapsed.
Oh, that was...
Is there enough water? Yeah, I guess
it is. I mean, there's some more water. Are you... By the way, how is the water on that? I can get more if we need it.
I refilled it with...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There was water in the fridge, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just tap water.
Look, we're just adding more lead.
That's true. What kind of pitcher do you have?
Zero water. So it's like,
I think that's fancy. Is that the one that filters lead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the one that the city's giving out.
Okay, that makes sense. Because Brita won't do that.
Yeah.
I like the color on that, actually. It looks like...
It looks like Gatorade.
It looks like...
I don't think it looks like Gatorade.
I mean, cloudy Gatorade. Cloudy with a...
Load me up, buddy. Oh.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Sacrificing.
All right.
Yeah, for the good of the...
For the good of the pod.
Doesn't smell like strawberry shortcake.
Nope. No. It doesn't even smell like strawberries.
I mean, I think it smells like strawberries.
I do get a little strawberry, but there's something off about it.
It smells like artificial strawberry.
For once, it doesn't really smell like cherry chapstick.
It's like if cherry chapstick went on vacation with strawberries. You know what it kind of smells like? Have you ever had Special K with strawberries?
Yes.
That's what it smells
it's
like
the
to me.
Freeze-dried strawberry flavor.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably...
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that? Oh, that's just a bubble. But look at that thing. The chalky bubble.
I don't like this one. I didn't think I would, and I really don't.
It's the after bit.
It cuts your tongue in regret.
That's the subtitle on this entire podcast.
Coating your tongue with regret. Honestly, though, I think this is another that tastes pretty close to what it's trying to replicate, though. I think it tastes a lot like strawberry shortcake.
Really?
Yeah.
The initial flavor is not that pleasant, but as it sits on your tongue and as you get like that aftertaste, it tastes a little bit more like shortcake.
I feel like that's where I get like a graham crackery kind of taste, but not a good one.
Yeah, it's like cherry salad or strawberry salad.
Ranking wise. So
I don't give a shit as long as it's not number one.
Yeah.
It's definitely not number one.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I'm looking like middle to bottom middle. So at number three is Blue Ice. At four is Kiwi Strawberry. Five is Tropical Rain. Six is Sour Cherry. Seven is Fazeberry. Eight is Gummy Fish. For me, I want it below Tropical Rain.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, so that's now number six. That's Strawberry Shortcake.
But honestly, I don't think it was as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's not great.
It's interesting because it's the opposite in that, like, the other ones start off, you know, fine. That's a relative word.
And
then they just progressively get worse as they sit on your tongue.
Uh-huh.
But this one is, I think the flavor improves as it goes.
Yeah.
I think it does.
It definitely tastes more like strawberry shortcake as it goes.
That's
I don't
what
know
I mean.
If that's an improvement.
I will.
I mean, I like strawberry shortcake.
I do
love
too.
Strawberry shortcake.
Love it, which is why I'm offended by this.
Yeah, well, it's like it's like if the cake was mixed with the cartoon, you know.
This is probably closer to if you took strawberry shortcake and put her up
a
in
a little girl.
No, I don't know.
If you took that and put her in a blender, that
I'm
might
saying
be
the show as a whole. I'm saying the show as a whole, we're not...
Oh my god, no. Okay, listen. The strawberry shortcake toys that you could get... They all smelled like those
plastic.
Fruits.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yep.
They all smelled like...
Yeah.
Yep.
We just drank...
Yeah.
My childhood.
We know... Look, they had a lot of those surplus. You gotta do something with them.
Yep.
Grind them up. Have gamers drink it.
Nothing says gamers like
gamers,
childhood.
Gamers with a Z.
Childhood thoughts.
So we're in the last one.
Last one.
Childhood memories.
Guys, we did it.
We're about to do it.
What is it again?
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
This one's going to be bad,
just
I think.
Just watermelon.
I have high hopes for this
I
one.
Hate fake watermelon flavor.
You just pour, you want
to well, I just
you
want to
smell it. You want to experience it?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know,
it
we
smells
do it.
Pretty harmless to me.
It doesn't really smell like anything,
I think.
Yeah.
I think the state of California disagrees with that statement.
It smells like lead.
This is not a Prop 65 state,
no.
So.
Ugh. I don't like watermelon flavoring, so let's just do it.
Oh, I just...
Oh, it did the same thing the last one did.
I just smelled my microphone, thinking uh-huh. that I don't really know why, thinking that it was a G Fuel packet or something. This is what happens when you drink too much G Fuel.
You know what happens? It's the G Fuel madness. It's setting
it's the
in.
G Fuel madness. It's what the state of California warned us about.
Kids all over the countryside are experiencing a new sickness.
I don't think there's
G Fuel madness.
Powder. I rinsed up those two already.
Yeah, I'm good, buddy. Thank you.
This is about the same color as strawberry shortcake was.
Yeah.
A little pinker than kiwi strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, the kiwi strawberry had like very little pink to it. So this actually looks like
yeah. The kiwi strawberry was an interesting color.
Yeah.
This looks like a watermelon.
You know what? Yeah, if you told me watermelon, I'd buy it. That seems like watermelon juice. It's not gonna taste like it.
Nope.
Liquid form.
I think you can give me a little more than that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you have to divvy. Okay. Oh, wow.
It's hard once it's shaken up to, like, read what the levels are.
Yeah. Yeah, hit me with the rest of that.
And by that, I mean there are little markings on the...
Yeah, right, on it's the not a great... Bottle, so. All right.
Last.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you for doing this dumb thing with me.
Survived it.
Oh my god, yeah. this smells like
wow.
watermelon.
This is like bubble yum.
Yep.
Watermelon dum dums.
Alright, down the hatch.
Really hate that flavor.
Nope.
Tastes exactly like it smelled.
Yep. And that's my problem is I hate that flavor.
Yeah, I don't like that
so
flavor.
So on a personal level,
yeah,
zero out of zero stars.
Yeah.
But
I would put it under Tropical Rain again.
Yeah. You know what?
I would go below strawberry shortcake for sure.
I would put it above strawberry shortcake.
You guys really didn't like I. That was tolerable for me.
I like strawberry shortcake. I'll yield on this one if you want it below strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, put it under there.
All right.
Because I think if I had to choose between this and strawberry shortcake, I would probably choose the shortcake.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
this is just like more in your face. Like it just it reminds me of. Like you said, like bubble yum or
yeah,
whatever it is, and I just...
That's like bubble yum, and I don't want to drink it.
Well, guys, almost 2 hours later, we've gotten through all of these.
I can't believe it took that long. That's,
yeah. So, our definitive ranking, we can now look back. This is 100% accurate.
Well, wait, should we look at our ranking and determine...
Bottom up.
Final... Is this set in stone? Are we locked
in? Oh, okay. Okay, that's true. We can... This is the last...
We might have to make some adjustments.
Last
some
period
final
for any adjustments,
yeah.
Yes. All right, so where it sits currently, we have cotton candy at dead last.
That is staying there.
Yeah,
I think, yeah.
That ain't moving.
It didn't taste like cotton candy at all.
Nope.
And look horrendous.
It was a bad, bad thing that went into my mouth.
It was a bad, bad thing.
And you can put that on the label.
Yep. Yep.
Number 10, we have Raging Gummy Fish. That I feel like the bottom two are set.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with that.
That was also bad, but I think it wasn't gummy fish, and it had a horrible aftertaste.
It's just a flavor that shouldn't be recreated.
Nope.
In a liquid.
The next two could go either way for me.
So we have Fazeberry at 9, we have Sour Cherry at 8.
Could go either way
for me. I kind of feel like I want to bump up Fazeberry.
Really did not like Sour Cherry at all.
Yeah.
Sour Cherry was bad and didn't taste like
anything. Fazeberry was just kind of...
It was just generic.
Bland.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it was almost a less offensive version of the Sour Cherry.
Yes.
Even though it shouldn't have been. Like, it didn't taste like...
I can
Yeah, I would switch. I would switch.
We're getting swapped. So, Fazeberry is now up to 7. We have Watermelon. Or, sorry, Fazeberry is at number 8. Sour Cherry is at 9. Watermelon's at 7. Strawberry Shortcake is at 6. I still feel good about
that's
that.
That's fine. Yeah. We have Tropical Rain at 5. Do we want to move Tropical Rain at all?
I don't.
Yeah, that one's the middle of the pack.
I feel like that is the lower end of the tolerable flavors for
me. Is interesting because we called it kitty litter.
I know. That's saying a lot about me.
That's well, it said a lot about all of us. Yeah. Right? I mean, this...
That's sad.
That's a surprising one, but I think I think the redeeming quality of that one is that it just didn't taste like anything else, and everything else was just... Yeah. Ugh.
I feel like it was the smell part that had the kitty litter part, but like when I tasted it, it was just sort of like, all right, fine. But yeah,
sort of a pina colada.
The one thing that I didn't like about Tropical Rain compared to Kiwi Strawberry, the next one up, is that Tropical Rain seemed more chalky to me.
Really? Because that one I felt like when I had it, it just completely removed any of that from my tongue.
Oh, well, so, maybe it was just my...
That's true. I might have gotten I might have got the top batch on that one. Yeah. All right, so we have Tropical Rain at 5. We have Kiwi Strawberry at 4.
I think Kiwi, this is one where I think that could be lower. But I think it might only be because I normally really like Kiwi Strawberry flavored things. And this was disappointing to me. But that's really, that's it. I guess, you know, if I had to drink it again, it would. Well, I wouldn't want to drink any of these again.
No.
It's fine.
I will never G Fuel again after
today. This is it. This is the first and last of this.
I mean, Chris, until we have to go to Extra Light, well...
Yeah.
Till next year. I better go with you this time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, if we go to Extra Life United, we might come home with a lot of these.
Yeah, and then we'll have to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, you won't, because we won't subject you to it. Yeah. We'll bring someone else this time.
We'll think of a fun thing to do next time. I could, honestly, Kiwi Strawberry for me, I would bump it above Blue Eyes. But I understand your disappointment in it, Paul, so I can leave it at 4.
Well, I mean, I didn't really care for Blue Eyes that much. I'm surprised Blue Eyes is that high, to be honest. But
Blue Eyes was just kind of unoffensive.
Yeah, it was an inoffensive sour chug rug.
It was sort of, yeah, I mean, it was Blue Gatorade.
Yep.
That was a little chalkier.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
It's pretty neutral.
Yeah. That's,
again, like Kiwi Strawberry, Tropical, like those are all just kind of like,
it's
their flavors.
They're on the good side of middle of the pack.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fine with me.
We're fine with those.
Yeah, sour. Yeah, I think 1 and 2 were there too. So I think Sour Blue Chug Rug at 2. Of the more intense flavors, it was one of the better ones. And maybe it was just because it was the first one we had.
Yeah, that's true.
But like,
I think it had it going for
it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, even it was actually like kind of a little sour. I like sour things. So.
Yeah, even we had it at Extra Life. I remember thinking like, what's better than it should be.
Yeah,
for that stupid name.
Yeah, I shouldn't like sour drinks, but because it's sort of chalky, like it almost gives it less of a
yeah. I think you're right, because I don't like sour drinks.
It's almost
either.
Like the byproduct of like sucking on sour hard candy.
Yeah, although the dryness.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird.
The dryness of the mouth afterwards is something that cannot be understated.
Yep,
it is like the Sahara. and then finally at number one we have peach iced tea.
The sour, the desert equivalent is still out. I'm not sure if it's the Sahara, the Mojave, the Gobi.
I'll stick with my original analogy of the salt flats.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll stick with the salt flats and just dragging your face in that for like a good mile.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, sorry. And then number one.
Yeah, number one's peach iced tea, because turns out
no argument.
No. Yeah. It's just they figured that out. Turns out powder iced tea in any form is not bad.
Yeah.
And it's just like a little bit of peach.
It's tolerable.
Yeah.
Yep. It is
totally
fine. It is the most tolerable G Fuel.
Okay.
I just wish that
there's our ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
Most tolerable.
I wish it didn't look like the after effects of a burrito night or something like that.
Oh my god, it does.
But if it was clearer, then it would probably be the least offensive.
Yeah, it looked like mining runoff.
Mining, yeah, as some acid mine drainage. Yeah.
Not a single G Fuel was at all clear, though, so I don't
think... Yeah, it's true, it's true, it's true.
Yeah, cloudy
is... That's one thing that the brand has going for it across the board.
Can you get this in non-powder form?
No, it's all just powder.
No, well, yeah, peaches.
They don't make it pre-blended.
Yeah. Because I wonder if you could... I'm assuming they do, like, have Gatorade in powdered form and then also in, like, liquid
form.
No,
they only do it as powder.
As powder.
That you mix around. But, yeah. No, G Fuel, if you're tired of, your see-through beverages, best yeah. stop with this powder. All right, so let's...
Do you enjoy licking chalk?
Yeah. Quick side story about chalk.
No.
When we were kids, we had sidewalk chalk that was supposed to be like bubblegum. I think it was just supposed to be like the colors of bubblegum. I'm convinced it was that. My sister thought it was bubblegum that was also chalk.
Oh.
Which, even if that was the thing, that's fine. The problem is she would draw with it on the ground and then chew it.
So the wrong order.
So she did it in the wrong order. Regardless. All right. So from the bottom, cotton candy at 11, Ridge and Gummy Fish at 10, sour cherry number 9, Fazeberry number 8, so number 7, watermelon, strawberry shortcake at 6, tropical rain at 5, kiwi strawberry number 4, blue ice number 3, sour blue chug rug. Never really. What a man. What a ride it's been with Sour Blue Chug
Rug. What a man.
And at number 1, Peach Iced Tea. Oh, all
Bravo,
right.
Bravo, guys. Good job.
Good work. Good work. Yay.
We made it.
So, survived. All right.
Again.
Very quickly.
I'm a little lightheaded.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
I feel slightly sick to my stomach.
Same.
Yeah. Same. I feel bad.
And,
yep. Don't feel great.
Going to be looking forward to getting some real food to balance
yes.
out this influx of fruit powders and mm-hmm. aerial whatever that was.
Yeah, there's a lot of pathogens right now. That's definitely
aerial parts extract.
It's affecting both the lungs and the stomach.
Grape seed powder.
That's right. Well, thank you guys for doing this with me.
Thank you for hosting and recording.
You're welcome.
Of course, yes.
And thank you to Bacopa leaf extract for giving us focus.
And thank you. To wonderful donors out there who made this happen, we would not have done this.
We both love you
we
and
would
hate
not,
you.
Yeah.
For what you're,
we
what
love
you've
done. You and we curse your name.
Next year's podcast stretch goal should be a little less hazardous.
Yeah, we'll do a fun one. Or, you know, something that doesn't involve our health.
This wasn't not fun.
Yeah, it was
fun. But it was
fun.
A little bit torturous at the same time.
Sort of toxic.
But I'm more worried about our evenings.
Yeah, yep. I'll be sure to send some feedback.
Yeah.
We'll
post
bad reactions.
So, yeah.
Squirrel.
Oh, yeah, we got there's some fat squirrels
that's
around this area.
You want some G Fuel?
Yeah.
We're about to wreck this squirrel's
You're
going to
turn into a flying squirrel here.
This squirrel's going to, like, just generate a headset and a keyboard when we give him G Fuel.
His little toes.
Oh.
He's coming right over. He's,
yep.
All right, well, that's
yeah, there we go. If it's still 2019 and you're listening to this, you can still go to bit.ly/panicswitch2019 and donate. And
do it.
Help us raise even more money for the kids. Right now, we are the number one team for Penn State Children's Hospital.
Oh
so
my God, there's two.
Awesome.
Second year
now.
Running, right?
Huh?
Second year running.
That we're number one. Yep. So we would love to keep that awesome. Going.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and maybe keep this. Like, if you got the podcast feed, maybe subscribe to it because I think we might do some stuff with this. I don't
yeah,
know. We'll
it would
see.
Be pretty fun.
We got some ideas about some stuff to do with this. And I'm bored a lot, so.
Yeah.
All right.
And as always, if you like smelling kitty litter, and getting caught in the rain. Okay.
There we go. I don't think we can go on a better note.
If you like Kirby scenery, and it brings your mouth pain.
If you like looking out at squirrels, and...
That's it.
That's
hoping
it.
They were tamed.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye,
Bye everyone.